Hello and welcome to the Gym Rat Podcast. I'm Luke.
And I'm Jason, and this is episode 13 here, August 10th, 2014. We're at lucky number 13, so we figured, well, we're doing such a lucky episode, we're going to switch it up a bit, and just like we did a World Cup kind of preview, now we're going to do an NFL preview, so it's going to be a special show today, and because it's a special show, we're bringing in one of our good old buddies, good old Big Al. So Al, pleasure having you on the show today.
Thanks for having me, boys. Happy to be here.
Yeah, so Alex Horvath, you know, ladies and gentlemen, I think we need a bit of backstory about him too, don't we, Luke?
Absolutely, and I will never refer to this man as Alex Horvath again on this podcast. He will be Big Al and nothing but Big Al.
He will be Big Al. Now, Big Al, he was a lot bigger. Now he's probably about the smallest of our friends, but the Big Al name has stuck. So, I mean, we might call him Medium Al, but essentially Big Al is going to be his name no matter what happens. This guy can be, you know, 110 pounds soaking wet, and he'll still be Big Al. So it doesn't really matter.
No, oh, I appreciate that, boys.
Got to keep it consistent, man. This is what happens.
Big Al, tell the listeners a little bit about yourself. How big is your penis?
Well, I mean,
you're talking or...
2 inches from the ground.
Oh, you guys are doing pretty good describing me. I mean, you're doing a lot better than I would. But
well, I don't know what that says about me and Luke, but that's, I guess, another question. So, Al, yeah, obviously, like you said, explain to the listeners, you know, where your allegiances lie. You know, let's hear that. First off, because this is an NFL preview and we're going to be discussing our predictions and who we think is going to potentially win each division, just a little intro. First, on the football field, who do you cheer for, Al?
The Bills. Bills, baby. Nothing
so that's why we feel sorry for him, although I guess I can't say much. So my condolences are for Al for being a Bills fan.
I mean, the best player in the history of his team is a murderer.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
that says all you need to know with the Buffalo.
Take it easy, man.
Well, the other thing that's good about the Bills is that, you know, they're known for like going to back-to-back Super Bowls.
Four,
yeah. Oh, that's right.
That's unprecedented.
I forgot a back. Sorry, man.
And OJ was acquitted, Luke. All right. Right. The only thing he's guilty of is stealing his own memorabilia.
Well, hey, you're a fan of the Bills, which is great.
Yeah.
Al, yeah, who is your favorite player in the NFL?
We're baiting him into this one.
Up until the Super Bowl last year, it was Peyton Manning, but that's been mortgaged. well, being a fan of the Bills, you know, I end up picking up a lot of kind of surrogate players that I'm into just because their roster is usually a little rough. I would still have to say that it's Peyton, but right up there would be Luck and a couple of the other young guys. I mean, I like the heart. And I mean,
yep, nothing wrong with that.
It's hard to find that. You know, it's hard to find that. You got a lot of prima donnas out there, and that's something that I really don't gravitate to in a player.
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, there's no shame in liking Peyton Manning. I mean, granted, it was a bad loss in the Super Bowl, but that doesn't solely lie on his shoulders.
A lot of pain involved, dude.
A lot of pain. And I was part of the reason that pain was dealt out, but, you know, it had to happen.
Now, just because, I guess there's a little backstory here, I guess. The year that Tom Brady lost to the Giants, the second time in the Super Bowl.
Second one?
The second time. Yeah, the second one. Al, we were all watching the Super Bowl together, and Al let Luke have it in a way that would be considered rape in some countries.
Not just so, Al. You, Scott, and his
yeah, I gave it to
football.
Him, too. But
Scott
definitely,
was worse.
Yeah, but definitely Al probably, like, led the charge in this. But, I mean, that's the case. So, anyway, obviously, when the Bills and the Pats, you know, division rivals, Al had to give it to him the hardest. No,
well, that
pun
was
intended.
Payback. That was payback for the 09 Colts.
Yeah. Okay, so anyway,
I got it bad. So
exactly, but basically, so when Peyton Manning was in the Super Bowl this year and he got absolutely obliterated. Needless to say, Luke let Al have it. So
I did.
Yeah.
It had
here
to happen.
Here we are today. Explain the rapage that happened in that game, Luke.
Well, I think the first snap was a real metaphor for the entire game.
It didn't go down smooth, and it just
listen. You know what? This
worse.
Is a preview episode. We don't need to talk too much about last year. Yeah, what we're here to do is we're gonna highlight all out of our divisions. Why not start? Al's favorite team is the Bills. Mine is the Patriots. Why not start with the AFC East?
Well, Luke, for myself, I think that it's pretty easy. I mean, I'm not the biggest.
Let me give the Vegas odds here real quick before we start.
Sure.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So the overwhelming favorite to win it is the Patriots at 4-13.
Yeah.
Not surprising.
And for our listeners who aren't 100% sure on the odds, the way it works is basically if you bet $1 on the Patriots, you win 30 cents because they're that much of an overwhelming favorite.
Yeah.
Now, the next most likely team, and this is where it gets interesting, is all of the three teams underneath are pretty close. The Dolphins are at 9-2.
Now, I guess the Fish, but the Jets are probably right behind them, especially
the Jets are. The Jets are 8-1, and the Bills are 10-1.
Yeah.
Now, these are, I don't know how Vegas comes up with these, but these are the odds. So why don't we get the ball rolling with you, Jay? What do you? How do you think this division is going to shake up, and why?
Well, I think, this is past division to lose. They have they're going to take it without a doubt. I don't think they're going to have any issue getting past their. I think that with the Jets, I think that's the only thing that's going to be exciting this year in the division, because I think otherwise it's pretty surefire where Pats are just going to win through. I think the Jets are going to kind of stir the pot a little bit. Now, obviously, when they have brought in now Chris Johnson and they brought in Eric Decker, two guys that can make plays, and I think that it's going to be really exciting. Now, Chris Johnson isn't his former self, but
he's not CJ2K anymore, that's for sure.
Exactly. But he can certainly have some big runs, and we saw that even last year. I can expect even a couple times, maybe two or even maybe three games where the guy gets over 100 yards, and you're going, where the hell did that come from? And I think if that happens against teams like the Pats, you never know what could happen. And I think that it might stir it up, but I think the Pats are taking that division with at least an 11-5 record.
Do you want to say something, Luke?
Yeah, let me get in there. Regarding the Jets. The Jets are very interesting, and one key acquisition you forgot to mention is Michael Vick. So right now, they're in the middle. Well, the problem is Geno Smith ranked, I think, 30th of the 32 quarterbacks in the NFL last year. So there is a heated rivalry right now between him and Michael Vick to see who's going to get the starting spot. Now, Rex Ryan's entire scheme is predicated on his cornerbacks. That's why he was so successful when he had Revis and Cromartie working together. He doesn't have these guys anymore. He's got a couple rookie quarterbacks, one guy's in his sophomore season. It's going to be very interesting to see how that team performs without that Deion Sanders-style, put-him-on-an-island cornerback. I do think the Bills are actually going to be a lot better than people are giving them credit for, and I'm not just saying that to pander to Al.
Yeah, you are. Let's just get it out of the way.
I haven't said anything.
No. I think Al's looking for a new favorite player, and I think he's going to find one in Sammy Watkins.
Well,
I think
John Bon Jovi, I think, is really going to up those Bills' credit, And the but. It really does it justice.
Not to shoot that down, Jay, but he lost his bid.
I know, it's a joke.
In all honesty, they got Sammy Watkins, who I believe will be the offensive rookie of the year. They've got C.J. Spiller, who's a solid running back.
Mm-hmm. When healthy?
Well, I mean...
He stays pretty healthy, man.
He's been pretty consistent.
Yeah, like we're not talking about Jackson of a few years ago. Like, C.J. stays pretty healthy.
Yeah.
Al, give us a little breakdown of what you think the Bills are going to do this year, because nobody knows them like you do.
Well, just in watching him in camp, EJ looks like he's straightened out his ball a little bit. He was painfully inaccurate last year, and he's having a hard time clicking with the they're running something close to the K-gun there now. They have Woods, which a lot of people aren't looking at as a receiver, but he seemed pretty solid preseason. When I think I saw him playing the Giants, he caught like 60% of EJ's passes there, I think. Watkins looks good. I saw him with a nice beauty of a one-hander in camp there.
So, I love Watkins. I love him.
I'm hoping he's going to be dynamic, but everybody's saying he's going to be good. Anyways, but CJ's going to be solid. Jackson's going to be good as backup, maybe full back or whatever, but it all depends on Doug Marrone, man. It depends how aggressive he's going to get, because last year when they were ramping up the speed with the no huddle, he was just not on his game. He wasn't ready to just...
I just think it's too sophisticated of an offense to throw at the Bills.
Yeah, I think it's too sophisticated for Doug Marrone.
Yeah.
And unfortunately... The only bright spot of their team last year was the D, and they lost their coordinator to.
And it doesn't lose Jairus Byrd as well, which is.
Jairus Byrd was the plantar fasciitis king of fucking Buffalo.
Listen, but you can still.
I think they got a couple.
I think Luke went to Buffalo, so he might have taken that award. But
I own plantar fasciitis. Man.
I know my fair share of plantar fasciitis. I'm not the best at it, but you can play through it. It's painful.
No, you dude, man. It's crippling.
He took a lot of time off. And you know what? Nobody blames him.
Well, let's talk to Joakim Noah on that one.
Anyhow, they also picked up Brandon Spikes from my Pats. And when Brandon went there, he sent out a tweet that said, because he played in New England for 4 years. He's like, thank God I'm out of there. Hashtag 4 years a slave. It's just like, and then
that's
this guy
heavy.
And then you want to talk about bulletin board material? Brandon Spikes guaranteed 2 wins against the Pats this year.
That's
really
heavy. You don't do that to Bill fucking Belichick and Tom Brady. No, there's two don't. Guys well, you don't guarantee wins against, and those are the two.
Yeah, and you don't Peyton. Do it to Bill Belichick
with the exception of Mario Williams, who had an okay year last year compared to the black hole that people's talent usually fall into when they join the Bills. You've got some serious problems on D. I mean, first of all, Kiko Hanzo, his knee is in tatters. And Darius showed up way overweight, out of shape, not conditioned. I mean, they're just, their heart isn't in it, you know, besides Kiko Hanzo. I'm sure his heart's in it in bed. But they have a problem clicking. They have problems staying conditioned. It's just consistency, you know. They have a real, real problem with it. And if we had any hope of getting something together with, as I said, the D coordinator's name escapes me right now. That's gone because he's gone. Mm-hmm. So it's just we're mortgaging the talent here every single year.
Well, the Bills, that's what they do every year because, you know, they're obviously one of the least profitable franchises in the NFL. So Al, let's hear it then. Where do you think it lies now? Myself, it's with the Pats, and then I'm going to say that the Jets are going in second place in that division, followed by the Fish and the Bills. Where are you saying?
Well, I'm going to be a slave to fashion here with the Pats. There's no question about it, especially with their acquisitions over the offseason. I mean,
yeah, let's take a second to talk about that, okay?
Yeah, do a rundown of that one, Luke.
I don't get to talk about my Patriots enough.
So don't go too heavy, man. This is also my division, all right?
All right, for the sake... Hey, like, I gave you guys second in the division, Al, so come on. All right, here's the thing. The Pats, obviously, their biggest pickup this year was Darrelle Revis. And apparently he's been so dominant at camp that Robert Kraft's already trying to offer this guy an extension. He hasn't even played a game yet, but he's been so good in practice. And the thing is, when you have a cornerback who plays that well, it raises everyone's level. The wide receivers have to pick up their game to get open. Tom Brady has to throw lasers or else Darrell's already picked him off like three times in scrimmages, and apparently that never happens to Tom in preseason. So you could see in the Pats' first preseason game where Tom actually played, it was a scrimmage they had against the Redskins, they destroyed the Redskins. Now, in their actual first preseason game, Brady only played like half a drive or whatever, so they didn't actually win that. But
that's preseason.
But yeah, exactly. But you could see like Revis has increased everyone. He's brought this workhorse mentality, and we've needed that. The Pats defense, when we last went to the Super Bowl, we had Julian Edelman playing cornerback, returning punts, and receiving the ball.
Well, he's a beast, but I mean let me just say that right now.
I will say this, though. You guys definitely had an upgrade from Tlaib that unfortunately left. So,
well, we also got Brandon Browner from the Seattle Seahawks. You want to talk about a guy? This guy, like Pete Carroll, transforms players into phenomenal. Like, the way he develops his secondary is next to none. So he's got Brandon Browner.
I think that the biggest thing that's going to be good for you as well is on the offensive end. But Brandon LaFell, that came from Carolina.
I think he's a mediocre receiver, man.
But within the offense of Tom Brady, I think Tom Brady has been shown to make mediocre receivers play a lot better.
That's his mandate. Yeah. But what pisses me off is like, that's one thing I got to get off my chest about the Patriots is they're the Patriot way. We never overspend on a player. We never fucking go against the grain. But you have one of the greatest players of all time on your team for a very short window. Tom is going to retire within the next 5 years, and he's getting worse every year because he's getting older. That's just the way Father Time works. Mm-hmm. So why not, you know, you got Revis, load up. They should have made a play for DeSean Jackson. There was talks about him coming. Why not make a play? Instead of that, they pick up no one, and he's still throwing it. The two, like, Julian Edelman and Danny Woodhead are collectively, like, 5'8", average height, you know?
Yeah, but those are penetrating players, man. I mean, those guys have speed. Danny Woodhead has shown that. He's a situational player. DeSean Jackson, and I was saying this to Jay in an earlier conversation, I'm not going to say he would have been as bad as Ocho Cinco when they picked him up what season before last or gave him a try at the beginning of last season, but he's just not, for the position that he plays, he's not, he wouldn't give him enough production for that value.
Dude, he's the best long ball threat that the Patriots would have had since Randy Moss. He's got unparalleled, speed.
We can talk.
So does Danny Woodhead. So does the smaller guy.
I think
Danny Woodhead is even a pimple on the ass of DeSean Jackson. Danny Woodhead's never even broke 1,000 yards.
Short yardage.
And Danny Woodhead plays more of a running back role anyway, and he's a slot receiver. He's not a long ball threat.
That's the point. It's yards after the catch, man.
Which nobody's better at that than fucking DeSean Jackson, man.
Yeah. How much does DeSean Jackson weigh?
All right, let me pull this guy up. I don't know off the top of my head how much he fucking weighs.
Yeah, well, I think we can all agree, obviously, the biggest thing that's going to make the Pats, I think they're going to win their division. The East is theirs to win.
Winning the division is not the concern. We got to get them to win the bowl.
That's the pass. I'm thinking for them to actually do well.
Listen, DeSean Jackson last year, 1,300 yards.
It's going to come down to a healthy
man.
Rob Gronkowski, because Rob Gronkowski last year really hurt them when he got injured. And I think with a healthy Rob Gronkowski, that team could have been even, obviously even better than this. This is obvious statements, but with Rob Gronkowski back, I mean, you're getting like a top three what's it called, tight end in the game back and someone to throw to.
Yeah, I agree. Just to segue on, keep going here. The Pats, it's as far as I'm concerned, it's they're Super Bowl contenders. They're going to be right up there. It's between them and the Broncos for the AFC.
Yeah, exactly.
And I probably would still take
them. I would throw the Colts in there too.
No.
Potentially, yeah.
But I mean, think that's the Colts, yeah. But we'll talk about that when we get to the division. But
I'd
say
the
yes
Pats
to
the
Colts.
Over the Broncos right now.
I'd take the really Colts, would. But we'll get to that later.
All right, well, we all agree New England's going to win that division.
Yeah.
Let's move on here. Our next division will stay in the AFC. Why not?
Yeah, do the AFC.
We'll do the AFC West. Broncos,
well,
Chiefs,
that's Broncos.
Chargers, Raiders.
So, do we have a real debate here? I think it's
well,
the Broncos.
You're not well. Okay, obviously the Broncos are going to win, but let's not forget that three teams in this division made the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
No,
but
the Chiefs are a very good team, and the Chargers
aren't
going to
do what they did last year. They're not going to replicate an easy schedule and start off strong. I don't see the Chiefs being as good as they were last year. That's just my humble opinion.
Why is that?
Truthfully, because, I mean, the scheduling. Because last year they did have one of the easiest schedules in the league, and now they do not have the case. I'm not too sure the exact ranking of the schedule, but I know, and they came up to a nice run. And in my own mind, I don't see them going on. Why? What do you see? How do you think they're so
well? Let me give the odds here before we get too far ahead of ourselves. So they got Broncos at 2-7, mm-hmm. Chiefs 5-1, Chargers 5-1, and the Raiders an abysmal 30-1.
Yeah,
you might as well throw
Raiders may be the worst team in the division in the league next year.
Yeah, well, they got Maurice Jones-Drew,
irrelevant player name.
Hey, dude, they picked up Khalil Mack.
Well, shit.
Hey, people are saying Khalil Mack could be the next best defensive player.
I love the Raiders, you know, but they're the Raiders.
Okay, so we can all agree that the Broncos are going to win this division.
I don't think there's really ever been much debate.
Just to finish what I was going to say about KC, all right, the reason I think KC is going to be a competitor for that division, and regardless of the schedule, I think the schedule is actually going to give them an opportunity to flex their offensive muscles, because people really just don't have enough respect for Alex Smith. I mean, if somebody could remember recall the stats for the playoff game last year, where they played Luck?
Yeah.
They were tossing it all over the field. I mean, and everybody was saying he didn't have the long ball. He's deadly accurate. If he's got marginal receiving core, he can make it happen.
You know what's funny? We were just talking about the Raiders.
And you got Jamal Charles. Just throw that in.
They got Jamal Charles. They got Dwayne Bowe. They got some good players.
Oh, it's... Yeah.
And here's the thing. We were talking about the Raiders being the worst team in the league, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They have the number one most difficult schedule this year.
Just talk about just adding insult to injury, okay?
Things are, those offensive muscles.
Things are not looking good for those poor bastards.
I feel bad for them. Not really, though. But, hey, the Raiders fans are still going to be intense, so you know.
Yes,
yeah.
They will.
The black hole.
That's one of the...
It's about pain. It is.
Well, I was hearing some rumors that the Raiders might be moved as well.
They're
thinking of getting out of Oakland.
They'll
apparently,
never
Oakland
leave
teams,
Oakland, man.
I don't think
they
will.
LA?
I don't think they will. But, I mean, from what I was, as I said, rumors that they're one of the teams that may be on the cut to get shipped out somewhere.
Any idea where?
No idea where yet.
Because Al Davis made a run to L.A. the one time. It was great and everything, but L.A.
I think they
were
saying possibly L.A. too.
It was I'll say the same thing that they said the problem was then, is that L.A. is not a great football town.
Listen, they can handle a football team. They may not be that. They may not be a football town, but I guarantee you,
they didn't last.
L.A.
That's the problem.
Yeah, but this is a different time now. I guarantee you, L.A. will be able to comfortably handle an NFL team.
Well, comfortably is not the right word. It's they have the fan support. The biggest issue with L.A. is infrastructure. There's nowhere to put a stadium in L.A. Traffic in L.A. is the worst in fucking the world, pretty much, with the exception of, like, New
they were
Delhi.
Playing a college stadium, I think, back in the
day. Maybe Tokyo.
Yeah, and maybe Tokyo. And you're not going to throw a fucking football stadium smack dab in the middle of Tokyo in the same way you can't do with L.A., and that's one of the biggest hurdles they have.
The Rams were another one they were thinking of sending to L.A., but, I mean, I would love to see a team in L.A.
Well, the Rams are in L.A.
Well, yeah, going back to going back to this division, before we get too sidetracked here, Broncos picked up Aqib Talib, which is a huge upgrade in their secondary. Yeah. They picked up DeMarcus Ware, who I've been affectionately referring to as DeMarcus Ware, W-H-E-R-E, because he didn't show up last year.
I was going to ask your opinion on him, but I guess that's blatantly obvious.
I think he's still capable. He didn't show up a lot of the past couple of seasons in Dallas, but if he even becomes 80% of what he was, that's going to be a solid upgrade. Him and Von Miller are going to be a deadly duo. But the most important thing for them is I think they're really going to have a chip on their shoulder this year. And they played their first preseason game was against the Seahawks. Peyton Manning had a statement drive right to start off the game, scored a 67-yard drive. I think it was sending a little bit of a message. However, history shows that teams who get destroyed in the Super Bowl usually have a terrible follow-up season. I hope that's not the case, because
I don't think that's the case.
As much as I rip on Al, I do like Peyton Manning. He's a great player, and I don't want to see him go out like that.
I don't think that's necessarily true. Listen, there's tradition, and you know there's things like that. But the team they are in the division they're in. I think that can't imagine they have a bad.
They're in the AFC, so that means very least, even if they have a shit year, they're getting to the AFC Championship game.
Exactly. Well, there was something to be said. They made a good point last year in the 2 weeks leading up to the Super Bowl. That is, I can't remember, probably Rich Eisen, all I know, but that the preseason, the only games they had to go off of between Seattle and the Broncos was the preseason games, where the Broncos got slapped
40-10,
and they were
man.
Saying, "Look, exactly." So if we're talking about tradition or ritual or anything like that, the preseason drive that you're talking about, that's any indication. I don't know what the final score was. But that's a good sign. I mean, I don't know if the offseason cuts that Seattle had, I think it was, Chris Clemens that went elsewhere, but one of the bigger names.
They also lost Brandon Browner, and they lost Golden Tate to Jason's Bears.
Golden
or Lions,
Tate, right,
they
did.
Golden Tate.
Lions, sorry. Yeah.
To the Lions.
But anyways... if that's any indication, I don't know if Seattle's going to be as big a threat as it was last year. But yeah, if there's any offense can outdo Ritual, it's going to be the Broncos. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I think we can all agree on the West. I don't think there's really
much that's
debate
an easy one.
There.
We got to stop spending so much time on these easy divisions.
Jump. I think the North is an easy one too to get out of the way.
No, the North is easily the most challenging division to predict in the AFC.
I'm saying Bengals.
I would say so. Yeah.
Well. Let me give you the odds.
Red Rocket?
Let me show you what Vegas thinks.
Bengals, my man Andy Dalton.
Okay, listen to these odds.
Red Rocket.
Right? So 8-5 for the Bengals, 9-4 for the Ravens, 9-4 for the Steelers, 6-1 for the Browns. So those first three teams I mentioned, Bengals, Ravens, Steelers, that's a coin flip.
Yeah. But they're all equally not good. I think that's probably going to be one of the worst divisions and just by mediocre ball. But I mean, I think Cincinnati, they just have too much experience going in against you got a young Cleveland team. And,
well, what do you think
Baltimore.
All the money they just threw at Dalton?
Yeah, exactly.
Bold
move. They're pot committed at this time. And when you got AJ Green and still back in the
Giovanni
lineup,
Bernard's a beast too.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I think they're going to – exactly. And that's a key rookie they got last year. So I can't see the Bengals losing that division.
Listen, I don't doubt that they'll win the division. I just don't think they're going to make it out of the playoff first round again. I just don't trust Andy
really
Dalton.
I just really want them to make it out of the playoffs. It's kind of painful now.
Andy
they
Dalton has been
a
historically bad playoff performer.
Oh, we know. We and Al were talking about this
in
a car ride
half last year, man. Come on.
But he's a redhead. Come on.
Explodes. I mean, his range extends.
Andy Dalton already has
round.
A lot to deal with being a redhead, guys. Can we just, take it easy on
him? No offense to redheads. I
do appreciate the fact that he is the most successful ginger in the league.
Hey, Whedon just went to Dallas. Hold your tongue. It's going to happen.
Oh, Whedon. Great. I think, obviously, everything going down in Cleveland is going to be very interesting. We've been trying to not
Can we
talk.
Agree that maybe they're one of the most entertaining teams to just watch just to see what happens?
Well, here's interesting. Josh Gordon played in the first preseason game. There's been no ruling on him yet, so who knows whether or not how long he's going to get suspended.
Well, Al, you gave an update
free
to
Gordon.
This. And, yeah, exactly. We're on the free Gordon bandwagon. Me and Luke, we were
I'm always for a more entertaining NFL, and the NFL is more entertaining when arguably the best receiver in the game is playing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, especially the best young one. Now, I was saying it, and you can explain it a bit more, but, you know, he's probably fighting it. I mean, he's probably going to win the case, too, because I think it was really close that you said he was under the limit.
Yeah. There's
just listen to it's so ridiculous, this rationale,
this
too.
This is an explanation by extension here, but basically the limit for there being a presence of, I think it was marijuana.
Yeah, whatever.
The system was 15 was the limit, and he was at 16, and he was under that on the second test.
16 what?
Whatever
that's,
the measurement
that's a depth
is,
that yeah. we can't that I couldn't possibly give you right now.
Okay.
We're just making up random numbers here. You know?
He's got a 16. How much clearer can I be?
Give an idea of how severe that is for NFL players. The Army limit is 50 on that scale, whatever that might be.
It's a scale really of whatever strict. We decide when we say.
So Josh Gordon, it's a drop in the ocean.
Well, yeah, and they have the league has the ability to test him up to 10 times a month, and they've been doing that. He's been tested like 70 times over the last year.
They're going heavy on him.
I mean, so this guy pisses into a cup more than a toilet.
Oh, exactly. So, I mean, he's got a good chance of getting a reduction in the suspension at the very least.
Well, if he's playing in preseason, you know, I mean, how much reduction can you really get? I'm saying if they do anything, it may be like two games or something. I mean, he got suspended four games last year, so they might just replicate that one.
If you compare the effect that a player can have, a receiver can have, particularly in even being in the season for four regular season games, look at Gronkowski last year before he got re-injured. I mean, it's phenomenal.
Oh, those
something
four
like Josh
games.
Gordon can jump in, jump out, and it's going to make all the difference in the world with that record, especially the Browns.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Browns, I mean, who won't want to see how Johnny Football plays? You know, everyone's just hyping up for this. And, I mean, the Browns are such a historically shitty team that just had bad luck, as Luke said earlier. So, I mean, you can't not want to cheer for them a bit because, I mean, everyone
always
cheers for the
underdog. Showed up last night in the preseason game for Just Manziel.
May I remind you that the Lions beat Cleveland in the preseason? Just wanted to throw that out there.
Well, behind Dan Orlovsky, who the fuck...
Well, Jay,
but they also,
I mean,
the other thing too,
I guess as a Detroit Lions fan, you need to cheer about anything you can, but that's really,
damn right
nobody gives a shit.
I care. And a win's a
that's
win.
That's cold,
now,
man.
As I mentioned before, now, obviously, the Cleveland took one of our wideouts, Nate Burleson, and although he's
big loss.
He's been in the league for quite a few years right now, but I mean, shout out to one of the Canadians, too. He was born in Calgary. He's when his dad played for the Stamps. Just saying.
Shout out.
Yeah, big Canadian shout out there. He actually refers to himself as Canadian, so thank you, sir.
And he didn't stay in the CFL? What a piece of shit.
Well, maybe he'll go to the CFL like Ocho when he's done. But anyway, I think that's going to be a decent wideout for the Browns. I mean, obviously, he's not going to make the hugest impact, but
solid.
I mean, having a veteran wideout will certainly help with the wideout core.
Well, I mean, they also drafted Justin Gilbert.
Mm-hmm.
He's huge. They haven't really lost anyone of that much significance with the exception of Brandon Weeden! Who really cares?
Brandon Weeden!
We're overlooking running backs here for Cleveland.
Well, they
too,
lost DaQuell Jackson. I just want to say DaQuell, but I mean...
regardless of his fumble last night, I think West, one of the rookie pickups for running back there, is going to be pretty effective. He seemed like once he hit the hole, he was gone, and he was breaking tackles. Mm-hmm. As I say, until he had a fumble, which kind of...
Well, listen, let's be honest.
They also
Cleveland
have Ben Tate from
isn't going to make the playoffs... And
no.
The only reason we're talking
about
them.
No, but if we're talking about them being an exciting team.
They're an exciting team. I think
Manziel
they're going to be one of those teams where you never know what to expect from their team.
Nobody likes to see a black hole in the division.
Listen, I'll say it before, I'll say it again. They were stupid for not taking Sammy Watkins. They traded their pick. They could have taken Sammy Watkins. Then they'd have... listen to this lineup. Let's assume Johnny Manziel is even half of what people think he's going to be, which means he's going to be a pretty good quarterback. Then you got him throwing the ball to fucking Josh Gordon and Sammy Watkins. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the offense of the future. They really shit the bed with that one.
No, that's
you know, the other thing
Detroit.
We're not also considering,
you know,
too.
You've got a whole bunch of holes all over the rest of the team. You can't just have a couple Megatrons out there and hope that somebody's going to sling the ball.
Okay,
to
yeah, obviously
Plus,
it's
mean,
not
Manziel's
a three-person sport.
The
but
is the read, not...
Yeah. Mind you, we've known from the past that Josh Gordon can make plays. It doesn't matter what QB he has. He has put up like 100-plus yards in numerous games.
That.
Like this guy, I can throw to him and this guy can almost get 100 yards.
Yeah, I'm not doubting that. What I'm saying
is
if you've got...
And I think the addition of Ben Tate as well, another running back to, you know, maybe keep the O-line honest, I think that'll also be a little bit of a benefit.
Yeah, I think Watkins, if they took Watkins and didn't beef anything else up, it would have been a drop in the bucket. I mean, look at Fitzgerald in Arizona. Somehow Carson Palmer's pulling that around. I don't know how.
Listen, Arizona was easily the best team to not make the playoffs. They had a 10-5 record last year. 10-6.
On paper.
If they were in the AFC, they probably would have made it to the second round.
I'd like to see
easily.
What the schedule was.
They have the hardest schedule, man. They got to play the Niners and the Seahawks
this year.
Twice
I'm
every year.
Mm-hmm.
Every year, they got to play the Niners and the Seahawks twice.
Yeah, that's...
So what are we saying?
I wish that on my worst enemy, you know?
Are we saying Palmer's had a comeback?
You not only have to do that, but you have to play them both also in their cities, you know? Imagine playing San Francisco and friggin' Seattle, both in their towns. Man, they're probably two of the worst arenas to play at, aside from maybe Oakland, but
all right,
Oakland
well,
sucks.
We'll get to that in a second. What are we thinking in that division? So let's go back to the AFC North. We all think the Bengals are going to win.
I'm thinking it's going Bengals. I'm going to say that the Cleveland Browns are going to surprise some people, and they're going to go second, but it's going to be a very close, like, basically it's going to be the Bengals and the rest of them. So I'm going to then go with the Browns, Baltimore Ravens, and Pitt.
You think Pittsburgh's the last, eh?
Yeah, I'm not – I don't have much faith in Ray Pittsburgher.
I'm going to go with a patented NFL Network bold prediction and say the Steelers are going to take that division. And that's because of the fact that they beefed up their receiving core there. Say what you will, and you will say it. But I think it's a toss-up for second between the Ravens and the Bengals. I just, you know, you want to talk about coming off of a playoff loss and not having the juice. I can't see the Bengals keeping this up too much longer. I mean,
they've got a young core. They have a young core with a great defense. How are they not going to keep it up?
Yeah.
Yeah, but Cincinnati has
confidence in constant failure in the first round. it's going to hurt the team.
That anger is going to push over the hill.
I say it's a toss-up. Anyways, but I'd probably give Bengals second, Ravens third, and then Manziel's going to creep in there on the fourth.
Well, he's going to round it out in the fourth.
But yeah. we won't see Hoyer off the field unless he plays really poorly, even until the fifth game, I think.
When are we going to see Johnny Football Chance? That's what I want to know. At least just like the Tebow chance. I want to hear the Johnny Football chance.
Hoyer's looking solid. I'd say sixth game. Yeah.
I don't think he's going to. I think Johnny will start game one.
That's a bold prediction, man.
You don't bring Johnny Football into Benjamin. If it's a tie, you give it to Johnny. So
give the fans what they want.
Yeah, Brandon Hoyer is going to have to be so much better to actually start him. And as of yesterday, Johnny was just as good, if not better, than Hoyer. In fact, I think he was better. I mean,
the Cleveland fans are buzzing right now with the turn of LeBron James. So you know what? Let's just push it to all sports here. And you know, like the Browns, they're going to get some residual effect of the fact that, you know, we're going to get that star power. Maybe Johnny Football will come in. You know, I have paid for Cleveland.
He's LeBron's lackey, man. He's in LeBron's McDonald's commercials. They're like holding hands. LeBron's wearing a Manziel jersey on a plane.
Yeah, exactly.
Trust me, Johnny Manziel will be starting.
I don't know if he'll start.
Listen, why are these people?
I will give you a good bet that he won't start.
All right,
good. Like it's not going to happen at all. He is not getting first team reps.
Yes, he is. He's been getting first team reps all of the last 2 weeks.
I mean, he's not getting that. Hoyer's getting the most first team reps.
Yeah, because Hoyer's the incumbent. But lately, they've been starting Johnny with the first team more and more and more and more.
That's fine, but the coach who once again
that's fine.
Has been saying roundly that Hoyer, I mean, it's still competitive, but Hoyer's got the first job. He's first on the roster, man, on the sheet.
That's fine. The coach can say what he wants. At the end of the day, you're in this business.
At the end of the day, he's got the decision. So
you're in the business to make money, and if there's a tie, you got to give it to the guy who's box office.
Yeah,
I'm just saying,
well,
Brandon Hoyer.
The Browns are in the business.
Brandon Hoyer ain't gonna flash the money signs. Okay, you know that's give the people what they want. The guy flashes a money sign, half the people in the crowd will go nuts.
All right, so
I want to go to a Cleveland game just to see this guy.
And our last division here.
We're still in the AFC.
We're chugging
AFC.
Right along here. AFC South. Here are odds. Colts are 4-5. Colts, that's a commanding. Yeah. Then we have the Texans at 13-5, Titans 13-5, and Jaguars an abysmal 30-1. I'm not even going to waste my breath discussing the Jaguars.
Waste your breath discussing? No. The Jaguars are actually going to be solid. If you look at their D-line pickups, don't give me that laugh. I mean, they're going to be solid this year. And I mean,
solid.
Get Jones Drew out of there. They're going to be solid.
They will be
the
second worst team in the entire league, in my opinion.
Still going to have a losing record.
After the Oakland.
But Houston is going to be the embarrassment this year. I don't care how many clownies they pick up. Yeah.
They've already got. Are you kidding me? Houston's not going to be an embarrassment. They got, first of all, they've got this.
For the expectation of them this year?
Okay, take in this. This is how shit that division is, right? Because everyone has to play in that division twice. The teams with the four easiest schedules are Indianapolis Colts, Tennessee Titans, Houston Texans, Jacksonville Jags. That's how
division
is.
Did you see he was QBing Houston?
Isn't it Fitzpatrick? Fitzpatrick.
Three picks and was 6-16 last night in against I think the second team. I'm a bigger Fitzpatrick lover as the next guy.
But that beard, though.
Because
he's got a beard.
Squandered his contract for the Bills and then left. But, I mean, he's terrible. And Broyles or Boyle, whatever the draft pick's name was there, nobody has too much faith in him. He's no Bridgewater.
Blake Bortles you're talking about?
Blake Bortles. Yeah, his name's Bortles. That just sounds brutal. Like, we've been over this. Anybody who's going to be half decent, they got to have a cool name.
It just sounds like he's got a fat girlfriend and no confidence. You know what I mean? To quote Moneyball. But,
how fat's his girlfriend? He's got no confidence.
You'll probably, based on the way Fitzpatrick's playing, you probably see him game three, and they'll chug along there like it was Case Keenum last year, and they'll go 5-whatever, man. I mean, it's just, they're not going to be a solid team at all. I just couldn't believe the Bleacher Report gave him 10 wins.
Mm-hmm. Houston?
Yeah.
Well,
dude,
I
Vegas
think
is giving them an over-under of 7.5.
I think
they're
going to
be a lot better.
Alone.
They're going to have one of the best defenses in the game, man.
Offense, I think that's
edge rushers that are disgusting. That's fantastic. But where does that translate? They went 2-whatever last year.
It gets your offense the ball back. Yeah, but nobody.
And they do what with it? Probably turn it over.
Listen, they were playing for a coach that everyone knew was going out the door. All right? It's hard to get motivated and play in that situation. They had a difficult schedule, and they lost a lot of really close games that could have gone either way. I don't think looking last year is a good way to determine how good they're going to be this year.
Who's at the helm?
Chuck Pagano.
That's Colts.
That's the Colts.
Bruce Arians?
Who's the fucking guy? I'm drawing a blank here. Come on, Luke. Think.
Somebody use the wave of technology and look it up there.
Anyway.
What's his fucking name? Bill O'Brien. It's his first year.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but I think he's going to be good, man. You're better off playing for...
Can we all agree that the Colts have pretty much have this division
unlocked?
There's
no point wasting our time with Houston.
I think the Colts, too, I mean, with their pickups and everything, they're going to be probably like... I think they're going to make it to the AFC Championship. I think they're going to make it to either the Pats.
Nobody's saying anything about Tennessee.
What key pickups? They picked up three guys. One of which is a washed-up Akeem Nicks.
I wouldn't say washed up.
That's
No, Akeem Nicks went to... are you talking about the Colts?
We're talking about the Colts. Okay,
yeah. Not to mention Nicks you have another year where Andrew Luck can learn, obviously he can keep developing the system. And you got, Trent Richardson is still, what is in third year now?
They have a lot
NFL?
Of faith he's going to make a turnaround for the...
yeah, exactly.
Well, they brought him in mid-season. I mean, that's tough.
Yeah, they're losing Robert Mathis for the first four games because of his fertility drug situation. That's not going to help the case.
Screw that guy for wanting to have a kid,
He was huge. He was a big part of the Broncos last.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, don't get me wrong. I think they're going to do well, but, I don't think they're making the AFC Championship game. They're not beating the Pats, and they're not beating
Broncos. I don't think they're going to make the championship game.
So this is my prediction, man.
That said, it's an erratic...
it's football at the end of the day. We're talking about NFL football. Anything can happen. But
we're talking about where I get one bet right a year, and I win like $5.
The only bet that I won last year was during the NFC quarterfinals. And I just bet on all NFC games, and I almost got it right.
I think it's easier to quote the months where I wasn't broke from betting last year that...
you could bet without being completely broke. I mean,
I was more in a hawk than anything. The amount of times I miss. I mean, that was one of the most unpredictable seasons last year that I've ever seen.
Well, listen, the Colts are going to be good. T.Y. Hilton, the addition of Akeem Nicks, along with Andrew Luck being 1 year older, 1 year more mature.
Yeah, T.Y. Hilton.
I mean, he pretty much cut his picks in half between his first and second year. And I think there's some crazy stat. No one's had better stats in their first two seasons than Andrew Luck has.
Luck to Hilton was a beautiful thing last year.
Exactly. You got to think, too. We got Hilton in there.
That's the next.
We got Hilton, Wayne, and Nixon in the lineup. Those are three fantastic receivers to throw to.
Yeah, but their defense is still suspect.
But it always has been, right?
Yeah.
I mean, their defense.
Oh, you got it too. They got almost the same defense they still had from 2 years ago when they were terrible. But they turned it around, and I think
they didn't turn it around. Pushing. Andrew Luck turned it around.
Andrew Luck turned around the defense, and you got to think,
man, that guy is so fucking good. It's not even funny.
It really is.
He threw three picks in the first half of the playoff game last year, but he turned it around against KC. He's got heart. I like him because he's a fighter.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, he's a fighter, and that once again, that's rare. Like, and he can just start slinging balls.
When you throw your team into like a potential playoff loss and say, "No way, I'm not fucking losing this game," and then win it for them. Like, you gotta like respect that.
He's got a heart, man. He's got a heart.
How do you not like Luck? I mean, the guy, like, he blocks better than
charismatic interview personas, though.
He's like talking to a fucking dead horse. I don't even
know. Well, Chuck. Good. We'll see you when you get back.
Yeah.
You know?
I'll tell you this much. He is still on a rookie contract.
I love a QB
contract.
That can block. And he, I've seen some of the best blocks by that guy.
What were you going to say, Luke?
He's probably one of the best blocking QBs, I think.
So, website I go to frequently, grantland.com, they do like a, they break down the top 50 trade value people in the league. So not necessarily best, but like how much these people are worth for what they're being paid.
Mm-hmm.
So number one by outstanding margin was Russell Wilson. Wilson doesn't even make $1 million a year. And he's a Super Bowl winning quarterback who's absolutely on the upswing, going to be a superstar.
Oh, yeah. Well,
and then number two is Andrew Luck.
Yeah.
I mean, he makes more because he was the number one overall pick, but he's still on a rookie contract, and this guy is a fucking animal.
Yeah,
I'm more upset. I mean, I understand that
they'll Wilson, turn that around. He'll get big money, you know.
Wilson's
going to get huge.
I get it.
Money.
He's going to be huge, but I still think Luck is definitely a better QB.
He's better, but his value currently is not as Like, you got to look at value like this. You can get Russell Wilson for $300,000 or whatever he is, and then spend the rest of the money on putting weapons around him, whereas Luck takes up more of your salary cap. So from a pure value perspective, there's no one more valuable in the league than Russell Wilson, just because of his cost.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, Luck's better. Peyton Manning's a better quarterback than him. Drew Brees is a better quarterback than him, but the value thing, like, you can't...
Yeah. No, of course, yeah.
It's the value for the, like, what they provide for the amount of money they cost. It's scary. Anywho, so...
Can we get to the NFC?
Let's get to the division that matters.
Our mouths are all watering here, you know?
I mean, I don't know. I know. Are you assuming then what is Broncos, Pats, AFC final again?
I think it's going to be Broncos, Pats, and I pray to sweet, merciful God my Pats make it through.
Or DeMarcus Ware blows a Neo.
Yeah, I think the Colts are going to get in there somewhere. It's basically the Colts between either the Broncos or the Pats, depending on how the season lies.
Miller, so, this is not Sit on the Fence podcast, all right? This is the Gym Rat podcast.
Okay.
Make a fucking prediction.
You're pretty lethal, man. Come on, rough us up.
Colts versus Broncos. Sorry.
Okay, who wins?
let me register that one for a sec, but then go ahead.
So Colts, Broncos, and I'm going with the...
Okay, so in that scenario... In that scenario,
don't break it down.
The Colts are upsetting the Pats in the semifinals, or the Pats did so poorly that they're playing the Broncos in the semifinals?
I think the Colts are going to upset the Pats.
Okay. Not going to happen, but I mean, you're entitled to your own opinion.
Well, I mean, anything can happen.
I mean, we destroyed the Colts by 30 last year, and we only got better, so I don't see how that's going to happen.
And the Colts got better.
Marginally. We got substantially better.
And they're young guys, and their growth is a lot.
Comparing the age of Tom Brady to Andrew Luck, it does not mean that one team is young.
That's not
where
I'd start in determining the winner.
No, that's what Miller means when he says one's young, one's old. He's talking about two players on the team.
Yeah.
No, he's not considering the average age of the team. He's
the Colts.
Trent Richardson, too, another young gun.
To be a determinant factor. Whereas the Pats.
The Pats have a better offense. The Pats have a better offense and a better defense. So I don't know how.
And it doesn't. And you know what the other thing, too, is that's the thing about a playoffs. That's a one game elimination. And I think that the Colts are going to play a better game.
So you think that, you think it's going to be, all right, fair enough. So you think it's going to be Broncos in the Super Bowl, and then Broncos,
Colts. You're not putting the Colts in the Super Bowl, man?
No.
Why not? They beat the Pats.
Yeah, man, if they beat the Pats, they can beat anybody.
But the Broncos even got even better, and...
Did they?
They lost Sean Marino, and they lost Eric Decker. Okay. They got worse on the offense.
I don't think the Broncos got.
The Broncos got better on defense, worse on offense.
On paper.
On paper.
That's a different kind of question.
Everything's on paper at this point. Jesus Christ!
Talking about?
That's like the worst
we're
argument,
talking
though.
About,
yeah, fuck on paper, Al. Take that term and just fuck it.
Listen, the only thing we have is paper at this point.
They lost.
We have paper to judge by. How else can we do it?
I'm going by the experience of last season.
Okay, they lost a 1,000-yard rusher in Sean Marino, and they lost Eric Decker. So their offense is weaker. Is it bad? No, but it is a little bit worse than it was last year. How could it not be? They lost two key pieces. Grant, they still have Peyton Manning and Julius Thomas. They still have a capable offense.
They had a record-setting offense last year.
Oh, really, G? Did they? I didn't know that.
But what I'm saying, they can take it. I never said this to inform you. It wasn't an educational tool. It was a point to my point of saying the fact that they can take a step down from that and still be okay. You know what? If they don't get a record-setting offense that year, I don't think it's going to hurt them anyways.
No, but I'm still saying.
That's the point. They're going to be obviously explosive, but are they going to be a better team? Can they improve on what they did last year because of their offseason pickups? I just don't think so.
They can improve on their defense.
They did. They improved on their defense.
That's saying Sean Phillips and Robert Ayers, who they got rid of, is going to be just overwhelmingly topped by the offseason pickups that they had, including DeMarcus Ware.
I think Aqib Talib was the real big pickup. I think Talib was the pickup.
Because, I mean, DeMarcus has been – yeah. But the problem with Aqib is he never stays on the field when you need him. All the important games, he's injured. Even against the even when the Pats were playing them last year,
I feel he was tension right here, Luke. I feel like he got
say
some,
what
you know.
Will, but Talib is responsible for a lot of the best defensive plays performances that they had last.
Oh, listen, I had nothing but love, and I was loving the idea of a Talib Revis as my two lockdown corners. That would have been the best fucking. That would have beaten Seattle's secondary.
Did
but
you
unfortunately,
pick up Cromartie on the Pats though?
No,
one of the Cromarties.
No, we did not.
Who's the other side of the field off of Revis there?
Gerard Mayo.
No, he's a safety.
Yeah, he's a strong safety.
Anyways, the we're not going to sit here as speculation.
Okay, without Aqib Talib, you still end up with a solid backfield. He is still like.
Oh no, Brandon Browner is going to be our other guy when he comes back. He's suspended for the first few games.
The Broncos pretty much. You got Aqib Talib, but then you got who you got on the other side of the field?
Nobody.
Like their backfield still has a bunch of holes.
Yeah.
So I mean, say what you will, but it's a drop in the bucket once again.
And we got all saying right now the drop in the bucket. You know,
well, it is because things. I mean, it's people keep saying, "Oh, you got to keep the lead. It's gonna be it's the whole back," and it's not. It's not.
Yeah. So can't go off NFC. So basically, I've said my predictions, Luke. You're thinking it's gonna be a Pats Broncos, and I'm gonna go on a whim here and say that you're thinking the Pats are going through the Super Bowl.
Yep, I think it's their year. We're all in with Revis.
Big A, let's finish it up here. What are you saying?
It's the Steelers Super Bowl to lose, man. You know, Paul Amalo's gonna have a fucking turnaround here. No,
it's funny because it's ridiculous.
Laced with freaking like anti-aging drugs. Like,
yeah. It's the head and shoulders, man. Honestly, it is. Come on,
this flow's gonna take
no,
over.
No, but honestly, I think the Pats are probably gonna win through there. They're gonna get their offense clicking. After last year, I'm still bruised from last year, so I can't see the Broncos are going to take him in the championship in the AFC. So we'll see what happens.
They have it. So we got two Pats, one Broncos.
So you're saying?
I'm saying Pats. You heard me.
I'm not trying to be like
that. Must be the most painful thing for him to say. Like I see his face
now. Al does
it's
not.
It's just getting more red, and he's like,
"I'm not."
He's gonna have to have a beer after this podcast because he's just like, "Man, I gotta take this in."
Listen, Al doesn't hate the Pats. Al, you don't hate the Pats?
No. I grew up through the Pats Super Bowls. Those were some of the first that I saw. But I mean, you know, as I said, Manning's one of my surrogates, and I wanted him to win.
Manning's a surrogate.
I hear you. It's hard to be a Manning and a Brady guy at the same time.
He hurt me deep. Yeah. So, you know, fuck.
Okay, so moving on to the
NFC.
All right, now the NFC.
All right, let's start it off with a bang. Let's go straight to the NFC West, the most difficult division in the entire league. Seahawks, Niners. Let me give you guys the odds here. So
yeah,
Vegas.
I actually want to hear the odds here.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nope.
10-11 Seahawks. That's insane. Niners 6-5. Cards 10-1. Rams 10-1. So Seahawks and Niners is a toss up.
When your worst team is the Rams, man, that's a good team.
Dude, that's a sick division, man.
Rams are picking it up in that last season, man.
A lot of faith in Fisher, man. Okay.
Listen, the Rams have the disadvantage of playing in that division.
Exactly.
You put them in the Colts division, they're looking at the playoffs.
Cardinals, maybe. We already addressed.
If the Rams go to the AFC, you know, who knows what will happen
on that team. But
all right, so I don't know. I think part of what made the Seahawks so great last year was that nobody respects us. Everyone's underestimating us. Chip on the shoulder they had. It's hard to summon that same type of energy. Plus, they've lost Brandon Browner. Marshawn Lynch was in arbitrations and wasn't playing for the first month of the regular season. That's going to stagnate their offense a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
They've lost Golden Tate. I just don't think they're gonna be able to do it again. And let's not forget how difficult it is to win two Super Bowls in a row. It's not an easy thing to do. The last team to do it was the Pats, and before them, I can't even remember the team.
Well, Carroll's a real rah-rah guy, and he tapped into that energy they had last year.
Yeah.
And they just let it go with a vengeance. I mean, I just remember sitting in, I think it was Sky Dome, and seeing them put up a fucking, I think it was a 50 burger on me. And he faked the punt at like the 45 point mark.
Just twisting the knife. You know, just twisting the knife.
But he had him going every single time in the locker room. And that's a hard thing to replicate.
Absolutely.
That much energy.
Yeah, yeah, it's exactly. So, and like when you have
now,
that chip
you
on your
that
shoulder.
Down to talent, they're solid, of course.
No question.
Contender. Not like last year.
No. And I think the Niners. I think the Niners are going to make the Super Bowl.
Man, they've been so close the past 2 years, right? And you got to think, like,
I wouldn't count them out, certainly.
Exactly. I just feel bad for them at this point. Like, you know, like,
dude, and like, if it wasn't for the immaculate deflection, they would have made it. And not to mention, there was some pretty brutal calls in that game. There was a roughing the kicker call that was not made, which would have extended a drive and potentially scored. Plus, LeVar Bowman recovered a fumble at the end zone, and they didn't give them the ball. They didn't use the replay. Granted, LeVar Bowman broke his fucking Achilles on that play, and he's going to be out for the year, which is a big loss for them because I think he's a beast. But nevertheless, I think it's the Niners' division. I think they're going to win it. It's not going to be easy. They're going to have to show up and play, but I think it's their division.
Well, I mean,
I just remember the calls in that game.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that I wanted either team to face the Broncos, but I've never seen anybody have a heart attack and still keep coaching. And like Jim Harbaugh was just on the edge of death five times throughout that, and it was just unreal. And I'm not saying that you know the Seahawks squeaked by, but because you see what they did to the Saints as well.
Yeah.
Whoever won that was the Super Bowl, and not to mention that was one of the most entertaining games I've ever seen in my life.
If we're talking about the power of the West, it's between those two teams. I still think it is. Say what you will about the Saints. As I said, I think they got a couple flat tires and Bird. And,
I think they're overrated, Bailey, the Saints. The Saints are good, but I don't know
why. The offense isn't.
Everyone's picking the Saints to win the fucking division, win the conference. Like, I don't see it. They're good, but they're not that great.
No, it's still 49ers in Seattle. And they were saying 49ers were going to come back. They were saying the 49ers were going to come back to Earth as well. I don't think that's going to happen. It's too solid.
The thing is, the 49ers have no weaknesses. None.
Well, their defense is starting to be aging a bit. Which
none
I think is
none
certainly
to really write home about. No,
yeah. I think
they got one of the best defenses in the game. What are you talking about, Jay?
They're aging, and when they got a Bowman or whatever his name is, who's out. He was what's it called? He tore his ACL in the NFC Championship game. So I mean, he's done for at least half the year. And there's a solid.
They're definitely going to miss him, but I mean, they still have. Willis,
no, I disagree. I think they're in their prime.
Yeah, man. They're not aging. Like their key guys are. The only weakness I could say they have is at cornerback. They don't have any lockdown corners.
Yeah, but they don't need them.
If they get the Broncos in the finals, they're going to need them.
Yeah, but you can't be solid everywhere.
No, exactly. But I think all around, they're the best all-around team in the game.
But it's certainly their offense. How dynamic that can be.
Kaepernick is so fun to watch play football.
And that's why they had a chance in Seattle, is because he was
he's got to shave that little soul patch of his.
No,
he's
man.
He's not a pocket passer. And it was when he got to his legs, however unpredictable and dangerous that may have been, that's where they got movement against Seattle. And that's where they're going to get movement against
anybody.
He can still throw bombs, man. He can still throw bombs.
He's
getting better. Absolutely.
Kaepernick's definitely going to be good last year. Because I remember the first year when he came in the playoffs, and then he just lit it up, and everyone's going, man, who is this guy? And then everyone was thinking that he may have been done because running quarterbacks usually get injured. But he really transformed his game this past season to, you know, he really shown that he can actually throw, which
he's,
is...
He's slowly transitioning.
Well, that was essential. That was essential to his sustaining that level of output.
If he wanted any longevity in the league, he would have had to obviously convert to that. I'm very glad that he did.
Yeah.
Longevity?
I always always mess up that word. So
leave it alone.
If he wants any staying power in the league, you know, like he's got to keep it up. But anyway, all right, let's go to prediction time.
Okay.
Myself,
so what do you think?
I'm going to say that I think I agree with a lot of things you're saying. I like the Hawks, but I mean, they've lost to quite a few guys. And I mean, they're still obviously going to be a strong team.
Okay.
But I'd say the 49ers, Hawks, Cardinals, Rams.
I think the exact same thing.
how upset would Devin Giroux be that we didn't give a little love to Carson Palmer over there? We didn't put a single word to Arizona.
Well, they bunked together in college.
Wild card teams yeah, exactly.
We got to talk to Devin and see if we can get Carson to come on the podcast.
Give Arizona a little bit of love here. Let's just chat them out for a second. Because
I think it's going to be – they're going to be – no, I don't take
these last night.
Yeah, Arizona, if – they might make wild card.
Okay, yeah.
They might make the wild card.
I don't think so this year.
Because NFC South is garbage. It's just going to be the same.
No, because the Rams are your third, right?
No, between the Saints and Carolina as well.
Carolina is going to be shit this year. They lost everybody.
Garbage.
Everybody, Jay. They've literally lost everybody. All their receiving core is gone.
My friend. Cam Newton's all you need.
Cam's injured.
Cam train.
Dude, Cam is recovering from an injury, man. They lost everybody. The only thing they got going for them is their defense.
Cam's a bitch. I hate that guy.
Well, no, they lost Steve Smith. What are we going to do?
And they lost Brandon LaFell.
His balls out there. And no offense to Aqib Talib, but the ice up comment was one of the awesomest things I saw all season.
What was it?
Remember, at the end of the game, when Carolina took the pass last year, which was once again a game that they shouldn't have won.
Yeah.
Steve Smith was on Aqib Talib that whole game. Aqib was talking shit before the game.
Yeah, they were trying to fight.
Steve caught the TD, game-winning TD, and he's just like, ice up, son. Ice up. And for how short Steve Smith is, that was a pretty ballsy thing to say.
Well, he is a brick of a human being. Like, I mean, he has no neck. Like, it just goes from shoulders to ass.
I mean, come on.
The guy can never have a neck injury just because he literally doesn't have one.
Anyway, so Carson Palmer is going to have a comeback like USC and, you know... you know what? For Fitzgerald's sake, I hope he starts slinging the rock because that's a waste of talent out there. You know, it's unfortunate.
Well, Al, we've said our predictions. Luke agrees. What are you saying, realistically? Get off your Carson.
Well, I think
get
it's
off
obvious.
The Carson Palmer junk. You know?
I'm going to stay on it because I think it's obvious who I'm picking number one. It's the Cardinals.
I mean, I love it, Al. I love it.
Out of the equation, you know. So Cardinals won, and then it's It's a toss-up between the other three. Well, let's say 49ers,
and this
Seattle.
Is why he loses money, people. I'm just going to say that. This is why he's broke because of betting.
In all seriousness, I'm going to take Niners overall. And then Seattle, I think, is still going to come back to earth a little bit. And then it's going to be Cardinals-Rams.
So exactly what we said.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying I disagree with you, but let's let's still say that it's an unpredictable – it's still unpredictable.
It's volatile. They won Colin Kaepernick knee injury from not even making the playoffs. That's how volatile that division is.
Yeah, I would still say the Cardinals are a wild card contender, as you said. And, I mean, just give them a little love.
Oh, you're completely right, man. But before we get too crazy on this, let's move on to the NFC South.
We got the Saints at 5-4, Panthers at 5-2, Falcons 3-1. There's a shocker, and then the Bucks 5-1.
I'd like to hear what people have to say about Atlanta because I think that team's still got the talent.
Yeah, you know? Man. I mean, Julio mm-hmm. Jones is one of the best he's a top three receiver in the league, man. He's a beast. I want to go back to Carolina here, just because I really want to expunge any. But he's thinking that these guys are going to be
good. I feel like you have a little bit of, a little bit, you're really hating on Carolina.
Well, they beat my Pats in a really important game that if the Pats had won, we would have had home field advantage against.
Ice up, son.
First of all, Cam Newton.
Luke, you got to ice that injury, man. You got to ice up that little pain you have there, man. You got to get it out of your way.
Listen, I hold grudges like Colmaney, all right? And I always will. Now, second of all, can Cam Newton stay healthy?
Yes.
That's the issue. Yeah. All right. They lost three receivers. They lost Steve Smith, Brandon LaFell, Ted Ginn. They have
Jericho Cotri.
Fuck off.
Hey, he's not a bad wideout. I mean, he's about LaFell level anyway. I mean, I can't imagine they're interchangeable.
Steve Smith is a huge loss.
I don't think so because they wouldn't even target him as much.
You're not taking into account his locker room presence, man. That guy was the Panthers before.
Absolutely.
Leadership is a big thing, and Cam is not a proven leader yet.
Not at all.
And I'll tell you this much. They got arguably, I'm looking, people on NFL.com, everyone, they're saying these guys are going to have the worst offensive line in the league. That means Cam Newton is going to be getting hit, and he already is a guy who puts himself in terrible situations.
Yeah. So I think they're going to be game planning for his out in that is going to be his legs. Yeah. And he could...
We're also forgetting, too, that they picked up a really big-bodied wideout in the draft, Benjamin. So, I mean, I think that'll... At least that'll add to the throwing game.
I really don't. Not until the season's over. Or for their rookie season. It's completely unproven.
Oh, everyone's unproven until they play. Every rookie's unproven.
It just it is not. Yeah. Okay.
This is a quote from Cam Newton. This is a quote from Cam Newton. The elephant in the room has already been stated. You don't have to go in there and tell those guys, "Hey, you're projected as the worst receiver in the NFL." We already know that.
I heard they got some good acquisitions on their D line though, not their backfield, but their D line. So I mean, they're gonna be hitting a couple people in the mouth. It's gonna give them a couple opportunities. But
their defense is the only thing that's gonna keep them in games, because their defense has always been good. That was their calling card last year. They've got some of the best defenders in the league, but they're gonna have to. I don't know, man. The defense is going to be on the field so much.
It's not going to be enough to give them what did they get last year? 12-4
They had a 12-4 record. Man.
Yeah, there's no way they're going to replicate. I'm saying 8-9 maybe.
They have two undrafted players will be their starting tackles. Come on. You know? Let's be real. Next.
Okay, so for me, I mean,
Saints are winning the division,
but I don't think that the Carolina is going to be far off.
My dark horse is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, man.
Yeah.
I like
Mike Glennon. Oh, the praying mantis of the league. Guy's 6'9 and 120 pounds wet. No, have you actually seen him?
Who?
He's your great white hope. Mike Glennon. He's the second stringer on he played 6 games. He started 6 games for Tampa Bay last year. And he was their best hope offensively at QB.
Dude, they got Lovie Smith, bro.
Yeah, there's a reason he's out of Chicago.
Listen, no one wants to be in Chicago anymore.
Lovie Smith is about the droopiest, aloof coach I've ever seen on the sidelines.
I believe in Lovie Smith.
100% of the time.
Well, I believe when you use the adjective aloof, you know, I think you pretty much have summed it up there. But okay.
That doesn't translate into a Carroll-style energy, I'll tell you that. And that's exactly what they need.
Well, it's the Saints' division to lose. I think we can all agree on that. They signed.
I think so. Carolina's coming in second, though, and I think I see Carolina hitting a wild card.
No way. Falcons are going to be second.
Falcons will be second. Let's look at the Falcons. I mean, you've still got Julio. Still got White. Do they not?
Yep.
Okay.
You're talking about Roddy?
Yeah.
Yep.
And they have Matt Ryan. I mean.
Look, Matt Ryan's a good quarterback.
I've hated.
I love how everyone has to say this. Like, man, Matt Ryan is a good quarterback. Like, they have to, like,
I hate
they're
for
waiting
reasons,
for,
though.
Like, the people to just attack them. Okay, like, well, you're waiting for the wolves to pounce. Like,
I hate him actually, I hate him for 3 reasons.
Let's hear all 3.
Gillette commercials.
Okay, understandable.
Man, the guy's making cake, man. Okay. Don't hate on his Gillette commercials.
I hate his accent.
Would you not be in a Gillette commercial?
I wouldn't have the accent, which is what I hate him for.
Whatever.
Because of the Gillette commercials.
Anyways, I do the accent,
but
too.
Also because he was heavily compared to Peyton Manning as being, you know, having the control and the signal call ability and being able to read at the line that he did, and just doesn't. I think he's hit his ceiling.
Not even a pimple on the ass of Peyton Manning.
Exactly.
But is like the top tier of – he's like the – if you have to pick from the B-level quarterbacks, he's like the top guy.
Yeah, well,
he's the best of the rest. QB. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No. He's an accurate QB. He's got a big arm.
He's going to be missing Tony Gonzalez, who's arguably the greatest tight end of all time. So that's going to be a huge fucking loss.
Yeah,
but at the end of the day, Tony's been getting old for years. They've been preparing for it.
Yeah, they picked up Devin Hester. That was a decent pickup.
Devin Hester is arguably the greatest kick returner in the history of the game. Not arguably. If you look at his stats, he's the greatest.
Yeah. Is he in his prime?
No, far from it.
Okay, then.
Actually got replaced by a Canadian. He got replaced by a Canadian.
I will say this. He is a great, and he's really underrated for this, yards after the catch kind of situational receiver in the slot. Okay? People don't give him enough credit for that. They had to go to – Trestman had to go to that in Chicago last year, and he and Cutler made a rain out there on some games. So that's going to give him a few options there.
I also think the Falcons
they're going to be a solid number 2 in the division.
Look for Devontae.
I think the Falcons' success really lies in how Steven Jackson plays as well. I mean, if this guy, you know, is somewhat of himself, you know, he's
fallen off the face.
He's
of
old,
the since
obviously.
The Rams
I think days, it's man. Obvious. He's old, but I mean, that still doesn't mean that he can't.
The guy is the biggest ass in football.
That's good. Maybe after LeGarrette Blount, actually.
No, man, this guy makes LeGarrette Blount look like
Blount
fucking.
Blount doesn't have the notoriety to be an ass, man.
And I think a breakout running back is going to be Devontae Freeman for them. So we can all agree we think the Saints are winning that division.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going Saints, Falcons, Bucks, Carolina, dead last. Ice up, Carolina. Ice up.
Well, I'm going with the Saints, Carolina, Falcons, Bucks.
All right, Jay, we're going on to the division.
Here we go. I've been waiting for this one. Wait, Al, throw your in. Who do you got?
Well, as much as I hate Cam, I'm going to put him at three, though. And Bucks are going to come last, man. You see,
Lovie Smith, bro.
He's going to be throwing
picks. As you said, Luke holds a grudge. So he's got that grudge in place. Yeah,
Falcons but 2, now, Saints 1. Let's go.
I need to go on to the North right now because I need to get this out of my way, man. Oh, this is going to be an exciting one. Now, I think this is probably the second best division in all of football.
Oh, jeez.
Not even close. But
no, let it go. Let it go.
In all of football.
Second best.
You got three mediocre teams and one shit one.
No,
and
let, this him, is... let him do his monologue. Dude.
All right, yeah. You know what, Jay? You've earned it. It's your division. Yeah, go.
So anyway, my Lions are going to come in at number one.
Of course.
And they're going to come, but it's going to be close. And I say this like, I mean, the Lions, they picked up Golden Tate, as you mentioned. So now they'll have something to offset Megatron. So I think he'll be one of the best. And, you know, as he said, one of our buddies, JB, he said it best, according to Al here, we got to go on hearsay. But he said he's one of the top five second string wide receivers. Like, so I think that's partially true. I think that he's going to be definitely offset some of the burden that Megatron had last year. Now, I still think Megatron can handle it as he's handled it in years past. Now, I went to the game against Dallas where Megatron just absolutely annihilated the Dallas Cowboys last year. If you guys remember that game, if you don't, please Google it. It was just, it was unbelievable.
Oh, and yeah, you dominated the Cowboys.
Yeah, whatever.
And that was the win of the year.
Yeah, it was. We had some unlucky wins last year.
Megatron's not who you losses, need to sorry. Sell. Megatron's anyway, not who you need to sell.
Those. Lions are going to take the division.
Okay.
And they're gonna, but it's going to be it's going to either be a tie game, and we're gonna win the division by like, you know, like points for like wins, or we're gonna be one game ahead of the pack. And I see both them making it through to the playoffs.
Jay, I hear you.
Lions have the worst secondary. They have the worst secondary.
Go.
I'll say that. They have the worst secondary.
I think it's going to be easier if you explain why the number 2 and 3 teams are where they are rather than Detroit.
Can I say something? Can I just say something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's get it off.
All right. Now, I know you specifically picked the Colts over my Pats to fuck with me, so I'm going to fuck with your Lions right now. All right?
Well, it's not bad picking the Pack over the Lions.
Last year, the Lions, all they had to do was win one of their last 3 games. Aaron Rodgers was down. They had to win one game. Couldn't do it. Didn't make the playoffs. Now, I'm assuming Aaron Rodgers is going to be healthy this year because it was a freak accident. If he's healthy the whole year, there's no way the Lions are beating the Packers, let alone the Bears. They got so much talent in that receiving core. Alshon Jeffrey, Brandon Marshall, Jay Cutler is actually like a top 10 contender in Vegas for MVP this year. Your secondary is a joke. You got player. You never run the ball. You guys, like, Matthew Stafford threw fucking almost as many passes as Peyton Manning last year. He threw 700 passes. The guy, you have Reggie Bush. You don't utilize the running attack. You guys are not even going to be, it's going to be Green Bay or Chicago. Think, one of those two, depending on injuries. If I think Green Bay is going to win. Chicago's going to be second. I'll give Detroit third because I'm not going to be a total douche.
Well, thank you, Luke. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Minnesota's going to be fourth.
Yeah. First off, I'm going to think one of the breakout. Now, I think that probably the sleeper team, if I'd say any in the league, is probably going to be coming out of the North. Now, I think that either because I think that the Bears, the Lions, or the Vikings could actually surprise people. Now, even the Vikings surprised me last year with how well they were playing.
And dude, when you add the Bears like are going to be sick, man. They're going to be sick.
I think it's going to be one of the most, in my eyes, one of the most exciting divisions to watch. But I still have my Lions going through. I mean, I like our pickups. And frankly, I mean, anytime that you finally get a defense that doesn't have to focus on Megatron as much, it's just going to be even better and open them up even more.
Yeah, but Chicago, man, their offense is never
the receiving core.
They're okay, you know, but they also added Jared Allen, man. Lamar Houston, Willie
only
Young.
A situational pass. Pressure,
yeah, but they added three. All the guys they've added to their defense. Their biggest problem was their defense, and they've bolstered it.
How is that going to translate into their record, though?
Because they had the worst defense in the NFL last year.
They're not going to be a contender, though, in that division.
It's not hard to be. Everyone is a contender just by nature of being in that division.
No, you know what I mean. They're not going to get up to the double-digit win column. They're not going to get
Nobody in that division is going to get double digits. You're going to win that division with like a 9-7 record.
Green Bay, you're putting Green Bay down?
I'm not putting them down. I'm just saying you got to look at their schedules, man. And yeah, this is not the Green Bay of 2011. This is the Green Bay of 2014, 2015.
I'd still give them 11 wins.
11 wins?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Aaron Rodgers, in a vacuum, is the most talented
quarterback. You're going to need 11 to win that division outright.
The past 3 years, the people who have won that division have, okay, excluding the 1 year in 2012, like the last 2 years, people are winning that division with single-digit wins.
Yeah, we're talking a lot of... We're talking. It could happen.
But that also speaks wonders to how competitive that division is.
Listen, there is no division more riddled with injury than that division. The NFC North, they might as well call it
second-tier teams.
Injury division.
You know, I mean, the second-year Trestman offense, yeah, Jeffrey's okay, great. You got another option for Cutler, but for the most part, they still got a bunch of holes. I mean, yeah,
but every team in that division has holes. There's no team that doesn't have holes, man.
Last year too, as well, which is the thing is that, you know, they weren't clutch. They were doing well. So I think now when we had Jim Caldwell,
they weren't clutch because they don't have clutch players. Jim Caldwell, that started on Jim Caldwell.
No, that's a big pickup for them.
Only help the Lions.
Yeah, that's
from the Ravens offense. To Detroit, you're gonna put his faith in the offense, man.
Yes,
you
I
watch
am.
Those games.
We already have a good offense that has potential of exploding. So you add in a guy who's, you know, offensive oriented. Like I can't.
His only solid record was because of Manning's one good year there on the Colts.
Detroit wants to win, they got to run the football. They pass it too much.
Yeah, they got to. It's
well, Detroit if Detroit Bell wants to win as well, they're certainly not going to rely on their secondary.
Okay, Al, what do you think is going to happen in this division? We've all predicted except you. Give us
the
top.
I think you got basically in that division. I think you got a bunch of gunslinging dicks. All right, and I mean starting with Matt Stafford. As you said it, he had 700 passes last year.
That's a ridiculous amount.
I'd love to hear what his completion percentage was. He was just pick city all over the place. But when you got Megatron and you got who else lining up there with him?
Pick fucking Tate. City, Megatron.
And then you got Golden Tate. Golden Tate's it's for the amount of production that he did on Seattle, for the amount of options that he got. It's uncertain yet how much of an effect he's going to be. Right now, he's a second-string receiver. I really hope Joke Bell and Reggie Bush give him the option because alternating there, they got to have a hell of a lot of production, but that's dependent on the O-line giving them enough holes. So there's a whole bunch of what-ifs on that team. If everything comes together, yeah, they're going to be a serious competitor, and they could get into the double-digit wins, but that has been the same story every single year. I mean, the D-line... Fairley and Sue give you some options there.
Dominican Sue, man, you can never rule this guy out. As long as he doesn't get penalty and suspended for kicking somebody in the face.
He's never gotten back to, he's the Orson Welles of that D-line, all right? He's never gotten back to his rookie season in terms of production. Anyways, but beyond that, if we're looking at the rest of the division, Chicago, same thing, except they really boosted their offensive potential, I think, with some of their receiving, with Jeffries, certainly. Mm-hmm. And Trestman, I think, I was saying this earlier, it's all about Jay Cutler's relationships. The O coordinator, specifically Trestman's offense, he's all over that. He's bought into it. That's going to translate to a real solid performance on his end every game, as long as he doesn't get injured, break his thumb, or whatever the hell else he does. And Green Bay is going to be solid. No offseason pickups, but Green Bay is Green Bay.
Green Bay has been doing it. Yeah, as long as you don't
listen,
get
listen, when you put number 12 on the field there, you got a chance to win any game.
Yeah.
That's how good
he is. So, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, you're going Green Bay, Chicago, Detroit, and then Vikings coming in fourth. It's a competitive division. Lots of fireworks, but I wouldn't say they're the most competitive division in the league.
No, I said the second most.
The most?
One.
The second most competitive?
NFC East. Yeah, no, AFC East. AFC East. There you go.
AFC East?
It's a joke. No, what's it called? No. The West. The NFC West is the best division. I'm just saying this is number two.
Nah, man.
Yeah, man.
None of those teams have a chance. None of those teams will get out of the first round. So that's why it's not the greatest division.
Let's not pull the gunslinging.
Okay, let's get on to the next. We're beating the horse. Anyway, this division is, in my opinion, the most competitive in the league in the sense that literally any one of these teams could win. We got the NFC East. Yeah. Philadelphia Eagles.
I think the Vikings is the only team that. Oh, so you mean the next one now?
Yeah, Philadelphia Eagles are at 9-8-5. Cowboys 9-4.
Yeah,
11-4 for the Giants. 9-2 for the Redskins. So literally, it's a toss-up. Any team could win it. They've all in the past. Last year it was the Eagles who won. The year before it was the Redskins. The year before that it was the Giants. Literally every one of these teams has won it.
Well, recently. What's going to happen is RG3 is going to come back to his proper form, and he's going to take this division. That's what's going down. I'm really excited, actually. I have my faith in RG3, and then you couple that with Alfred Morris.
I think you're going to have a steaming crater in Washington and Dallas, where those teams used to be.
Dallas is going to be beyond shit. They're terrible. Oh, they had the worst defense in the league last year, and it got worse.
Well, they're saying Romo's throwing ducks in camp. His whole game was the deep ball to Dez Bryant.
Tony Romo's back is being held together by duct tape and fucking safety pins. All right?
Shit. Yeah. So, I mean, RG3.
Yeah, America's team, you're not looking the best. I'll definitely say that.
After last season, there wasn't even any glimmers of his former, you know, disciplined performance that he had in the first season. I just don't see it. I don't care who you picked up.
Eli Manning threw 27 picks last year, so fuck the Giants.
No. They had some huge pickups there. They had some huge pickups. And who'd they pick up for running back there? I think they got Toby Gerhardt. But
they
got
picked
somebody
up
else.
Fuck the Giants.
Giants?
No. Okay, take your emotions out of the equation on that one, all right? Your
fuck
grudges.
The Giants.
They picked up Manningham in place of Knicks, which I think is... was always a solid combination.
They had both of those guys.
Manning
they didn't,
to Manningham.
They didn't pick up Manningham. He was always on that team.
No, he wasn't. He went
Mario
to
Manningham.
He was on the Niners for the last two seasons.
Mm-hmm. He was on their team initially.
Yeah, he was on there, and then he went to the Niners, and now he's back. Manning to Manningham. Come on. It's got a nice ring to it.
Fuck both.
Anyways, guys. No, look. They look like they should be pretty solid.
The Skins are going to – I think Skins got this division with ease. I mean, say what you will about Deshaun Jackson, man. You know, I think the guy's a fantastic contribution to the team.
Yeah, I don't – where's this hatred coming from? Deshaun Jackson is a top
and then
five wide receiver
Andre
in the game.
Andre Roberts, too. Like, I mean
– watch the season play out and then say that.
I mean
– okay, he threw 13 – he got 1,300 yards and like 10 touchdowns last year.
From Nick Foles.
Exactly.
Okay.
From Nick Foles. You get RG3 thrown on the ball. Okay, granted, he had the benefit of playing in Chip Kelly's offense, which is easily the best offense in the league. Chip Kelly is an offensive guru. That's the reason a guy like Nick Foles looks as good as he does.
You're taking Chip Kelly's offense over the Broncos' offense?
Oh, yeah.
Over the Pats' offense?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Dude, it's a known fact. You ask any person who follows football.
Fact? It was a known fact in college, and the big question was whether that translate to the NFL. Has it done that yet? It sputtered out of the gate last year.
Sputtered out of the gate. They won the division. They won the division. What more do you want from them?
That's great. It was a shit division last year. Awful. The
they
Giants
won the division.
Terrible.
They won their first playoff game.
Terrible. Anybody could have won that division. Detroit could have won that division.
Detroit could have won a lot of divisions.
Okay,
so
they play
you.
In the NFC, and they won with Nick Foles, a rookie QB, throwing the ball.
He wasn't a rookie. He wasn't a rookie, first of all. I'm pretty sure that was a sophomore season, regardless of
Yeah, but he didn't
that.
Play in his first season, so he was essentially... Okay, yeah, technically he wasn't a rookie.
Regardless
but...
of that, it's unproven yet how good Nick Foles is and how much he actually means to that offense. And based on who they went through after that, you put a lot of faith in Vic moving over to the Jets, I think it was. Vic was a cancer on that team in Chip Kelly's offense. He wanted it to be an essential part of Chip Kelly's offense at the beginning, and he fell flat. That's why they had to go to Nick Foles, who ended
no,
up
Vic
making
got
the thing
injured,
work.
And then Foles went in.
Yeah,
that's what happened. And then Foles did so well, they just kept him in.
Got injured.
But it still happened. And then but you also got to give it to Foles as well. I mean, the guy stepped in the offense and surprised
Foles
us all.
Yeah, but Miller, I could put you behind center in that offense, and you're not going to throw any picks. That's how good that offense is. Chip Kelly is a guru.
I think Nick Foles is better than we expected as well. Let's. I don't think we should discredit Nick Foles.
Well, they're obviously going to be weaker without Deshaun Jackson, but they still have Jeremy Maclin. They still have LeSean McCoy. They still have Chip Kelly.
If you have LeSean McCoy, you're looking good.
Yeah, Shady's very solid.
If you have LeSean McCoy, that's why I think that the Skins are going to take the division. Eagles go in at number two. And then, frankly, it doesn't matter to me after that.
I agree with you, Jay. I think the Redskins are going to win. I think the Eagles are going to come in second. I think the Cowboys are going to come third. And I think the Giants are going to get into a fiery car accident on the way to a game, and their bus is going to explode, and they're all going to die.
I'm going to go, and this is why it's the most competitive division, because we're going to have a whole bunch of different picks here. But I'm saying Giants first, Eagles second, and then it's a toss-up between the last two because they're going to be shit.
Oh, man. How do you think the Skins are going to be that bad, man?
I would probably
man?
Say Cowboys and
Listen,
Redskins.
I think they got to change their name, but that aside doesn't mean
awful.
That they won't be
well,
bad.
Well, Miller, you also got to factor in that they're like RG3 gets hit once, that whole season is done for them.
He's garbage.
He's not garbage.
RG3 is not
without
garbage.
His legs. Without his legs.
Well, yeah, anyone without their legs
where,
is bad.
Where would Kaepernick be?
If anyone
would
didn't
you
have legs,
Kaepernick, would you
if
draft
any,
Kaepernick?
If any quarterback didn't have legs,
would you trade for Kaepernick as a pocket passer if he didn't have the legs?
Absolutely
for
not.
Kaepernick?
Yeah. Absolutely not.
Well,
no,
that's
exactly.
A bad
you
example.
Take the legs off of RG3. He's.
Yeah, but he has his legs, Al.
Yeah.
That's what you're not taking into account.
Oh yeah, okay. Last year.
That's what I'm saying.
He was afraid from any pressure, any at all,
because he was playing injured. This year, he's 100% healthy. He's quicker than he's ever been. He's quicker than he's ever been. So mentally, you're right. Mentally, is he going to be able to get back to where he was before the injury? Who knows? But physically, his body's there.
Shanahan got fired amongst
other reasons. I
didn't
think he's a tough enough guy.
Because of the lack of chemistry he had.
If he was still injured, we can't talk about how if he was still injured. And if he was still injured, of course you're going to avoid contact.
No, I agree with you. Mike Shanahan got fired.
He can't afford to avoid contact. That's what I'm saying.
But
that's the big...
They had already lost. Last year was already gone. So, you know, that's where it's kind of like...
Last year was far from
exactly.
gone
so
at
like,
the beginning of the season.
Exactly.
He did,
so
but that's
why,
what I'm saying.
That's
he didn't
why
even have any flutters.
What's the point of this guy going out potentially injuring himself again?
He didn't have any flutters or brilliance throughout
the entire What's the point
the
of this guy
season?
Trying to injure himself again when they know the season's done for?
What we're talking about is if we're talking about being a sight game with this guy, he needs to have at least some glimmer of hope, something for the next season.
The guy's got a glimmer
season.
Of hope, man.
No, he was terrible last year. Absolutely terrible. However, I have faith he can regain that first year. I have faith he can do it. This will be a true year. If RG3 doesn't get it done, then he's a bust. But if he
well,
does...
We gotta I mean, obviously, now, Cam Newton is similar to him in some ways. And the fact is, obviously, they're both big running
yeah,
QBs.
That's
now,
a good
obviously,
example,
Cam Newton
though.
Had a bad sophomore year, but he didn't get injured like RG3.
No,
that's
but,
a good example,
but
though.
But he still struggled, and
Cam's sophomore year back. Was great. What are you talking about?
Yeah, yeah okay, great
he
numbers.
He had
great
a
numbers.
Slump.
How does that translate into the team winning?
Well, no, he has...
Well, the first 2 years,
there's
they were
a lot
Carolina
more than
bad.
Just RG3 playing well.
No, but I mean, okay, both teams did bad in their quarterbacks' sophomore years, but at least Cam played well on a bad team. RG3 was the main reason why they played poorly last year.
That's exactly the point I'm making. And they have a coaching shakeup that you got to deal with.
Yeah, but the coach was part of the reason why RG3 was playing bad. They didn't like each other. So a new coach is only going to improve.
They
him
liked
this
each other
year.
The first season.
Yeah, things change.
They
man.
Didn't like each other when things went to shit.
Things change, Al.
Okay. All right. Well, Al, let's finish it up. So you think okay. the Skins are going to be bad.
Okay, so I think NFC Championship is going to be let me get crazy here.
take a moment. We know it's
going to be Aaron Rodgers versus Colin Kaepernick in the NFC Championship game. Kaepernick's going to win and they're going to lose to my Super Bowl champion New England Patriots. What are your predictions, Al?
Ice up, son.
Okay, Big A, get it in ya. Al, let's hear it.
I'm not counting the Saints out regardless of what I think their D's going to be like this year. But I don't think Green Bay is a bad call either. They had,
Green Bay's never a bad
how
call.
Many games, how many games was Rodgers injured last season?
Six.
Yeah.
I would say, yeah. I would say it's Green Bay 49ers.
I thought I was being bold with that prediction.
No, it's not. It's not, man. Because the NFC is a competitive conference. It's way better than the AFC.
Not even yeah.
But among those competitive teams, there is some ultra-competitive teams, if I may. You know?
Absolutely. So, Jay, what's your prediction for... Oh, and who wins that, Al? Who wins, Rodgers or Kaepernick?
Cap.
So then yeah. your finals
We're gonna
is...
We're going to fustigate the Green
Your
Bay
finals out. Is the same of mine, Niners-Pats. Who wins?
I got to give you one on that.
Sick.
Or Niners. Oh, the Pats will lose.
All right, that's fine. Jay?
Pick six in the fourth
All
quarter,
right.
2 minutes left. Gronkowski gets his knee blown out. How far do you want me to go on this?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you can go as far as you want.
No, you go ahead. It's all right.
Well, I think we... the Detroit Lions are going to go back to the promised land, the NFC, what's it called, championship. I think it's going to be a Lions 49ers.
Man,
as well.
You just... Dude, you just ruined the legitimacy of all your other picks by saying
Fuck
that, man.
You can
Broncos,
say whatever you want.
You know what I'm saying, man?
We all prediction here, and I'm going to win more money than you guys. So
no, you won't.
When it comes
We're going to be keeping thorough track of our bets this year, Jay.
That's fine. We can keep track of it all we want.
All right, I bet you that I will win more than you.
In what?
In our football pro line this year.
Oh, jeez.
Well, okay. We can do that.
I mean, who's going to lose less?
Yeah, how are we gonna judge it, though?
We're going to have to go through our bets every single week on this show and then keep track of what we won. And at the end of the year, whoever has the most money, or do you want to just do we pick each game each week and whoever has the most victories at the end of the year? I'm down to do that. Okay.
Let's do that.
I'll still beat you in that.
I'm sure you think you will.
I do think I will.
I mean, you're allowed to have confidence, albeit false confidence. You're allowed to have it.
Well, see, the thing is, you're going to pick the Lions to win every game, and they're only going to win six. So right there, you're already going to fucking lose 10 games.
Then
yeah. I'm going to pick the Pats to win every game, and they're going to win 12 of them.
Lions are in double digits this year.
No chance.
I said it here first.
I bet you $50 they don't. I bet you $50 right here, right now, the Lions don't break double digits.
Don't break double digits, eh? I think we should do something more fun that the... What's it called? The viewers can enjoy here.
What's
such
that?
As?
I don't know. We got a.
How do you put fun into Detroit wager. Lions season?
Okay, tell you what. If they if they break double digits, mm-hmm. I will buy and wear a Calvin Johnson jersey.
Oh, that sucks. Your Calvin Johnson jersey. Man, you gotta pick someone.
Well, I'm only gonna be able to get Stafford or Johnson, maybe Sue.
If Jay loses, he's got to eat a cronut burger. And not get dysentery.
No, if Jay loses, he's got to buy a Tom Brady jersey. If I lose, I got to buy a Calvin Johnson jersey.
Okay,
you would love to wear a Calvin Johnson jersey. We got to get somebody that shit on Detroit.
I'm giving you Tom Brady.
I don't want a Tom Brady.
Well, that's exactly the point. All right,
I like Tom Brady's, but I mean, like, I think we should first off go to a shirt because I don't want to bankroll a freaking jersey.
Well, if you're so confident, you won't have to worry about it.
Yeah, but confidence doesn't equal the same amount of my bank account, and my bank account isn't as confident as my heart is.
He already knows they're not getting 10 wins, all right?
They're getting 10 wins.
Okay, here's what, Jay. I'll give you odds. Jay, I'll give you odds, okay?
No, simple wager. I'll buy something Pat's shirt, you'll buy something Lions, and then we'll rock it in a key time.
Okay. I was going to give you odds. Because
I don't need odds.
Fuck odds. Come on.
Yeah.
All right. It's settled. If you don't break 10, you're wearing a Pats shirt during the Super Bowl.
Done.
All right.
Tough. Okay.
That's cold.
And I'll cheer for them no matter what, no matter who they're playing against.
Okay. And if
they make the Super Bowl.
And no, if the all right. And if the Detroit Lions make the AFC Championship and they get their 10 wins, I will be rooting for them like they were the Patriots. All right, it's a date.
Okay, a virtual handshake, sir.
Yes.
There we go. So we're good. We're set in stone here. So Big Al will be witness to that.
Yeah, I'm witness. It's just,
Okay, so Miller, you think it's going to be Lions and the Niners? Who's going to win?
I think it's going to be Niners with the Niners going through. And
Niners winning it?
I'm going to say the Broncos are going to win it.
Okay.
I really like the Niners to win, but I mean... Storybook ending for my boy Manning. I guess
he's your boy all of a sudden?
I like him. I don't love him, but I just want to say my boy. I'm certainly not as big of a fan as Al, but I mean, I can respect a 40-year-old QB.
It's because I still got third-degree burns from the Super Bowl last year.
Al.
On my lip.
Al, I know all about Super Bowl losses, all right?
You know what? You had three before you got the fucking two you lost, all right? So shut it over there.
All right.
All right.
Our preview for the year.
Our predictions, eh?
And
bold predictions here. You guys should do some bold predictions.
Well, okay, let's quickly before
Besides
we get going.
The
now
Detroit
we're running.
One. That one's already.
Yeah, dude, we are way over the time limit here.
That's a bold enough prediction in myself. But anyway, let's just say pick one team that you think is going to be the shocker this year. Al, go. What Bills. Team do you? The Bills. Oh, fuck.
They're going to win the division.
Surprise! The Bills.
Bold predictions.
No, no, we're saying pick a sleeper that you actually think like is a bold
you
one.
Don't
but
understand that.
Okay, Al says the Bills, so Al's wrong. Go.
No,
over.
No, I'll give you a legit pick. No. Give me a second. To win which?
Just
the conference?
Just a sleeper team, man.
Just a sleeper team.
You're overthinking it. You're overthinking it.
Like the Chiefs of last year, the Giants.
Giants.
Okay.
Fuck you, Luke.
Jay?
Well, I mean, since I guess I'm not going to go with my Lions because they're not a sleeper, my second bet is I'm actually going to go with my sleeper pick. I'm going to go with the Vikings. I hate to say in my division,
Daddy.
But I think the Vikings are going to be a bigger surprise than people realize. And most people were thinking them to be dead last in the conference, including even potentially me. But I think they might have some shock and they might surprise some people and they could be a breakout team.
Well, I think we're forgetting about the fact they still have AP.
Yeah.
I
they have
am
AP
picking,
and they have Bridgewater.
So. I'm picking the Chargers. Phillip Rivers, the Chargers.
Oh, Chargers.
Man.
All right. So I want to remind all our listeners that we are doing a fantasy football league. I will have a team. Jay and I will be running a team. Everyone's going to be in it. It's going to be fun. We're going to do a live simulcast of the draft, and we're going to brief everyone on it because fantasy football is the best. Thank you guys for tuning in this week. Al, thank you for coming on. We appreciate having
Thanks
you as a guest.
Big Al, you know, we're surprised. Usually, Al is the guy at the parties that punches a hole through the walls. So, I mean, he actually kept his range to an all-time minimum. You know, thank you. Well, my walls are concrete, so if you punch that one, I'd feel bad for your fist.
Yeah, and we will return to the original Gym Rat podcast format next week. So, thank you all for tuning in.
And just remember, guys, before we get going, you can also connect with us on email. So email is at thegymratpodcast@gmail.com. If you want to get signed up for this fantasy football or just to say if you want any show topics, you can also follow us on Twitter at gymratpodcast or go and watch us online where you'll catch this show basically at thegymratpodcast.wordpress.com. Stay on there. We need to get some likes because we need to start making some cash, you know. We're dead broke.
All right. On that note, we'll see you next week.
All right. Thanks, guys.